A natural disaster. Earthquake in San Francisco. The 17th of October, 1989. It was 5 p.m. and a nice October day. I was walking with my dog in a park close to Bay Bridge. At that time, few people were spending their leisure time in the park, and there were even less people in the street, as many were watching the third of the World Series baseball games on television. Suddenly, I had a strange feeling. Time seemed to stop for a moment. Everything became silent and spooky. The birds weren't chittering anymore. There were no noises of any kind, and the people also seemed to be sort of hesitating. My dog stopped too, sniffed into the air, and listened for something inaudible with bended head. Then it began. The earthquake rocked the whole city. For 15 seconds, everything was shaking. The people were running hither and thither. The bridges and freeways were shaking, and many of them collapsed. The earth cracked, and many people were screaming desperately. I was standing there petrified. I simply couldn't move. My dog was whining. The poor thing was trying to break from her lead, but I held her firmly. I saw my life pass in front of me. Then, all of a sudden, it stopped. I was so frightened that I had to sit down on a bench. My heart was beating fast and so strong that I could hear it. When I went home, I switched on the TV and listened to the news. Official reports said that the damage to the infrastructure was unbelievable. There were landslides at many places. At Candlestick Park, supporters ran onto the pitch as the whole stadium was swaying. Whole earthquake-proof buildings collapsed. The most frightening about it was that I understood the fact. We are tremendously vulnerable. We think that nothing can happen to us, but then, like a bolt from the blue, the worst can come. In an evil moment, we can be left no legs to stand on.